B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hey.
You know, we talked about, like, the more you know today. And we got so many text messages. We got to hear more people talk about what they found out.
And this all stemmed from Roy's shocking revelation on how to get a song that's stuck in your head out of your head. You apparently express your anal glands.
No.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later. You chew gum. Let's talk with Rihanna and Charlotte. Oh. Welcome to the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Rap Party exclusive. We're talking.
Talking
about the weird facts. What do you know?
So I'm actually a chef in Charlotte, and if you wanted to know if your salmon is really fresh, it smells like watermelon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe I would actually eat salmon if I smelled watermelon. I don't typically eat salmon.
I'll have to see.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I hate salmon. Oh, the only thing that's cool about salmon is they go upstream.
So technically your sushi, like when you get sushi grade salmon from like a sushi restaurant, should smell like watermelon?
It may not because of the torch. If you had it torched right before they served you, but if you smell it after you get it from Harris Teeter or wherever, it'll smell like watermelon when you put it to your nose.
Rihanna, since you're a chef, I want to ask you this. What's the least fishiest fish? If I want to go eat like a fish sandwich, or if I want to go eat fish, what fish should I eat? Because I hate the taste of that fishy fish.
I think that you should try some snapper.
Some snapper.
Snappers are really, people who really know how to cook snapper, they season it so well, you don't even worry about it.
Mahi's pretty
Yeah,
non-fishy
or like,
too.
What about like the, what is it? The
mahi
steak?
Maybe not ahi, but she's right. Mahi is so fleshy. It's good on tacos. Mm-hmm. It's good as a protein. Maybe have it with some broccolini.
Okay, because I want to eat more seafood, but I hate that fish taste. Ugh.
What kind of restaurant do you work at, right? Rihanna? What kind of food are you a chef of?
Actually, I have a catering company called Your Brazen Chef.
What's your chef?
Your Brazen. So it's a play on being a brazen woman.
Your brazen chef.
In the kitchen.
Okay, I'm looking you up right now.
Yeah, let's follow her on our... We love following local businesses, so there's a shout-out for local business catering as we get back to normal life. Use Rihanna and your brazen chef. All right, we're going to go follow you on Insta.
Thank you.
You got it. Thanks for the fact. You got it.
All right, let's talk with Amber in Salisbury. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Amber, are you there?
Lost her.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. You're on mute.
Hello?
Amber, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Good. What's the fact that you know?
So if you have the hiccups and you eat a teaspoon of peanut butter, they will go away.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it works. We've done it quite a few times.
You know, my dad used to make me drink water upside down when I had the hiccups.
Really?
And that used to work.
I think he was just making fun of you being upside down.
We try scaring each other, too, but that doesn't normally work. But the peanut butter always works.
Yeah, I heard hold your breath.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do that, and I nearly die. Work. Never works. Never
you
works.
Hold your breath. All right, eat peanut butter to get rid of hiccups. Love it. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Let's see. We have some more here. Someone says if you have the hiccups, get a full cup of water, put a napkin over it, and drink the water very slowly through the napkin. But you have to drink the entire cup. It'll stop it.
Okay.
I'll just take the peanut butter instead. But see, my son Dean can't do the peanut butter. He's allergic to it. He'll throw up if you eat peanut butter. As you guys know, you saw him eat a peanut butter cookie and throw up all over the mellow mushroom.
Yep, sure did.
All right. Okay, here's a fact that's not a medical fact.
Okay.
Listen to this shit. Kangaroos can't hop backwards.
Well, okay, so they can only do frontwards. Okay.
I mean, that makes sense. They got the long tail.
Yeah.
Okay.
To remove grease stains from Tupperware, Loren, you could put warm water in the dish and a folded paper towel with soap. Put the lid on it and shake it up, and the paper towel will absorb all the grease in the Tupperware.
Did not know that.
Hashtag the more you know, right?
I've seen that. It does work.
Roy, you need this.
When you have to sneeze, say pineapple repeatedly, and you won't have to sneeze anymore. That's not true. How many times have you guys witnessed a sneeze attack with
that? But have you said pineapple?
No, but if I yell at Roy, sometimes it stops it.
Sometimes if you yell at me, it does work.
What's your minimum sneeze count? 5, I would say, is an average.
I would say probably 4 or 5 is minimum, and then it gets more excessive.
Here's another
one. They're
not
sometimes rapid. I'll sneeze. It'll be like a few seconds. Sneeze.
So 864 says, this is a text message, say pineapple. Right before that, at the same time, 803 texted in and said, say peaches, and you won't sneeze.
Okay, so maybe it's a fruit. Just say some fruit.
If you have the hiccups, rub the roof of your mouth as far back as you can go without gagging, and it'll quit.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'd gag.
I like the facts. Remember when we used to drink Snapple and there would be cool facts underneath the...
They still exist. I still get Snapples with cool facts on it.
You do? I don't have Snapple lately. I need to get...
I like to keep some Snapple in the fridge. I do like the Snapple. I like diet tea and diet lemonade combo.
Snails. So sorry, Roy.
You're fine.
The diet tea and diet
lemonade. That was a finished sentence. You're fine.
I got excited because Snapple.com has a whole real facts section, and you can just push a button and it'll give you random facts.
Snapple is how I learned that flamingos pee on themselves.
Do you also know why flamingos are pink?
Because they eat shrimp.
Very good. I think I found that on a Snapple bottle. Snails can sleep for up to 3 years.
I wish I could sleep for 3 years.
The Statue of Liberty wears a size 879 sandal.
I think I know from Snapple a group of crows is a murder.
That's true. Human eyes have over 2 million working parts.
Good gosh. We're so sophisticated.
We are. And then Nicole's like, don't eat cows. All right. We're so beneath us. Fresh cranberries. I don't think, is a can considered fresh? Probably not, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Fresh cranberries is like in the bag that you get in the produce
Sorry
department.
To keep you awake for the wrap party, bud.
Sorry.
Fresh cranberries can be bounced like a rubber ball.
Oh, yeah, I probably believe that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really struggling for the wrap party, aren't I?
Dairy cows drink up to 50 gallons of water per day. Maybe you're just bored by the facts. Let's see. I don't like the law ones because every city's got stupid laws. It's against the law to make a left-hand turn on Tuesdays.
It's against the law to wear a mask and trick-or-treat on Halloween.
Here's a good one for your animal lovers.
Oh.
Dogs can make about 10 sounds. That's all you'll hear. Some sort of 10 different sounds of your dog.
Okay.
Cats can make 100.
Oh, see, they're too sophisticated. We thought for a minute we might have wanted a cat, but we know that it would terrorize, can't we? And I don't want my house smelling like litter box.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Litter box smell is so gross. Ugh.
And I refuse to pick up after a cat's litter box.
You have that automatic one?
I would have to because I couldn't do it.
I remember George Clooney told an awesome story to Howard Stern when he was on Howard years ago, probably the first time. Before he acted, he had a roommate in L.A., and the guy had a cat, and the guy went away for like a month, and George was in charge of the cat. So every time George had a poop, he would poop into the litter box.
Ew.
George, he would
Clooney. Poop. Clooney would poop into the litter box. So when he came home, this was like not, I mean, there wasn't 100 poops, but he said there was like 5 or 6 human-sized poops in a litter box.
Why would he do that?
Just as a goof, because the guy came home and he thought the cat pooped that giant-sized poop, which I thought was really funny.
Okay.
All right, so you want to know how high a cat can jump? Look at its tail, because the cat can jump 5 times the length of its tail.
Hmm.
These are good facts, man.
Callie can jump pretty high.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. She's pretty agile. And she's a doggy.
We recycle paper here. We print out stories. We put it in a recycle bin, and that recycle bin goes out. For every ton of recycled paper, it saves about 17 trees.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's a good fact. And the last one, Roy, you hate them. We love them. Camels.
Oh, my God. Yeah, not a big fan of them. They're not as rugged as you think they are.
No. The tractor trailer of the BC times.
Yeah, the tractor trailer of the old Egypt days is evidently I'm too fat for.
Right, couldn't handle you.
Yeah.
A camel can drink 25 gallons of water in less than 3 minutes. And those are your facts.
Okay.
Hashtag the more you know.
Anything else you wanted? Do you want to bring up my dog?
Yeah, you're taking your dog to get nails clipped.
Spa cleaned, a blueberry wrap.
And then
body wrap.
What did you tell the person who was booking the appointment that you needed to get done?
I need her anal glands expressed.
Yeah, but you said that without, like, right in front of us. Yeah. Without missing a beat.
Yeah, it is what it is. I need her anal expressed. Yeah.
I've owned dogs before. I've never heard of that.
Well, what?
No, I've never. I swear to God, I've never heard of a dog's anal expression.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Have?
Yes, they do that when they groom them, typically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you get charged for it?
Yeah, I do.
The bill says anal expressing, $75.
I don't ever see the bill, but they just, yeah, I'm sure it does.
What are they? How do they express the dog's
anus? I don't
anus?
Know how they do, they and I don't want to know. It.
And do what?
Squeeze the poop out.
Oh,
there's like gooey, liquidy poo.
We can't come up with a better name.
Well, it's an expression. They call them expressions. That's a better name than popping the anus
cleaning.
Pimple. What?
Full cleaning.
Maybe, yeah. But here's the thing.
So some dogs are the works.
Most dogs can do it on their own. A lot of dogs can do it on their own, but especially smaller dogs, they may struggle. And like Callie, I'll see her in the yard, and man, you're like, is she constipated? Look at her. She can't. She's still hunched over. And I think it's because her anal glands need expressing. So whenever I book a spa thing, once a month, once every other month, I say, hey, go ahead, squeeze your butthole until, you know.
There you go.
Get them
did
expressed.
Did Woofer need anal expression?
Yeah.
Your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do them yourself? Or did you
No.
You don't do it yourself.
Do I look like the type of person who would express my dog's
but
anal
on
glands?
YouTube, on the YouTube, I watched a video and he goes, it's super easy, takes 5 seconds and it's harmless for the dog. There's no need to pay anyone. I'm like, screw you. I ain't touching my dog's ass.
You got to find a good TikTok on anal expressing.
I ain't doing it. I love my dog. I don't love her that much.
I've always owned short-haired, short-tailed dogs like the boxer. So you can see the anus is like a cigar cutter. It just...
Yes.
So I wonder if maybe that dog didn't need.
No, my
no,
dog
they
has
do.
The
they
same
all do.
Anus. Your dog probably just expressed it on her own. But if you ever notice the butt get inflamed, like the butthole area get inflamed.
Isn't that when they drag their butt on the ground too?
They'll drag their butt on the ground because they're trying to get the pus out.
Yeah. Oh, why do you have to say pus?
I don't know.
All right, listen, we apologize
for
this rap party.
I thought liquid poop, pus was better than liquid poop.
I like, by the way, if you listen to the rap party, before you click on it.
Rough word.
Before you click on the rap party, you see the title. So today's title will be
disgusting.
Hashtag the more you know and anal expression. Now that's funny. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.